Once upon a time in a fairy jungle land, there lived an elephant named Bumpo. And it is about Bumpo the elephant we have this fairy tale to tell. One day, Lion, king of the jungle, called the Vulture, who was conductor of the Jungle Symphony, to him, and in his most imperial voice said,
Vulture, Vulture, you have to do a ballet for my daughter's birthday. Since she came from city, the jungle seems a pity.
A ballet, indeed, said the Vulture. As if I'm not having enough trouble with the orchestra now without having to fool around with a ballet. But kings are kings, and lions are lions. So Voltaire went to visit Gertie Gazelle, who was famous in the forest for her grace and beauty. And while on his way, Voltaire worried. And worried.
Ballet, 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 what am I to do? I would rather be a cobbler working on a shoe.
Lion King of Jungle, Lion King of Jungle.
Ballet, 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 what a pretty fix. Wish I were a real magician with a bag of tricks. Ballet, 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 what a sorry mess. I would rather be a seamstress working on a dress.
Lion King of Jungle. Voltaire, Voltaire, you have to do a ballet.
Voltaire, Voltaire, you have to do a ballet.
A ballet, darling, cried Gertie.
A ballet is good, a ballet is good. Oh, so be wonderful, a ballet is good. A ballet is good, a ballet is good. Oh, so be wonderful, a ballet is good. The king and queen and princess too will watch us with avidity. So let us gather all the gang of youths with great rapidity. A ballet is good, a ballet is good. That will be wonderful, a ballet is good.
It is not merely for you to dance alone, said the Vulture, for he knew that Gertie was very, very vain. You must get all the animals together and teach them to dance also, for the princess has been to the big city and knows what real ballet is. So the very next day, Gertie Gazelle posted notice on the forest trees that she was having auditions for the Royal Ballet. And in no time at all, there was a long line of animals waiting outside her house, singing impatiently.
Let's not dilly-dally, we want to get in the ballet, 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 we want to get in the ballet.
Let's not dilly-dally, we want to get in the ballet.
And so it went. The rabbits were simply delighted when they were chosen. What fun, they cried. We are to be the ballet rabbits. Suddenly a hush fell over the happy crowd when Sylvia the Swan came up to the house, for they knew that Gertie was very jealous of the beautiful Snow White Swan. Calvin Coyote, the jungle's most romantic tenor, seeing the beautiful swan, couldn't help breaking into song.
Flying like a leaf, floating in the breeze, graceful as a butterfly in flight, fluttering. So tenderly dreaming white, gliding in the wind high above the trees, even though she cannot fly away. Snow White Swan bound to the earth, dream away, thinking of a where she'd conquer space, where she'd leave the earth behind. in a land of light, constantly in flight, bird on the wing in harmony, flying like a leaf, floating in the breeze, dreaming only of a sky above. Who white swan still here below, you will fly some day.
Darling, I'm afraid I can't use you, said Gertie coldly. But why? Asked the swan almost in tears. For she wanted so much to dance before the king. You know I can dance as well as anyone. This was too much for Gertie, for she considered herself the most superior dancer in the whole forest kingdom. She drew herself up to her fullest height and said, with a sneer, so poor Sylvia withdrew, leaving a trail of bitter tears behind her. And many an animal sighed a deep sigh for poor Sylvia. But they soon forgot their sorrow when Bumpo the elephant came lumbering up to Gertie's door.
Darlings, don't tell me she expects to dance in the ballet too. And all the animals begin to laugh hysterically.